রাধে রাধে। সমস্ত সকলকে রাধে রাধে বলে আমরা পাঠের দিকে এগোতে চলেছি।
Saying Radhe Radhe to everyone, we are starting Katha. Look, if Sriman Mahaprabhu if he wouldn't reveal mood of Srimati Radharani, Vraja Gopis, Vraja Vasis, if he wouldn't let us know about it, then the souls of Kali Yuga wouldn't ever be able to know about it. That's the gift of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is personally Sri Vrajendra Nandan Sri Krishna. So Sri Vrajendra Nandan Sri Krishna, seeing Sri Radharani's, Sri Vraja Gopis, moods, witnessing it, seeing it, he became attracted to them. So in this Kali Yuga, he becomes Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He appears to relish Radha Prem, Gopi Prem. In order to relish Radharani Prem, to experience it, he appears. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually is not avatar. He is avatari. He is the source of all other avatars. There is the great difference. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Dev, we are able to understand this Radha Tattva a little bit. To know how is Radharani's and Gopi's purest love. Although we are not qualified in this Kali Yuga, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, he still has brought it to us. Radha Tattva is very, very deep, very secret, like a great deep ocean. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in this Kali Yuga, some are able to take to Gopi Bhav, to get Manjari Svarup and do this kind of worship and to get complete benefit of it. So this Radha Tattva is so powerful. Sri Radharani's mood and her Sakis mood, nobody was able to describe it. Shastri is saying so. Gopis are seeing Krishna everywhere. In everything, in whole world, wherever they look, they see Krishna. Wherever gopis look, what do they see? They see Krishna. Whatever they glance at, they see Krishna there. Whatever their eyesight touches, whatever they glance at, they see Krishna there. All the world is filled with Krishna for them. They see Krishna in Vraja trees, in leaves, in the branches and twigs. In all the flowers, in all the fruits, in everything what they see Krishna there. They take Krishna's darshan in it. Shri Krishna Kaviraj Pad in Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's saying this. Whatever they glance at, they see Krishna there. Whatever they glance at, they see Krishna there. They can't ever be separated from Krishna. This deep tattva, we are able to understand it a bit by the mercy of Shri Chaitanya Dev in this Kali Yuga. He has brought it and explained it to us, let us know about it. By Radharani's mercy, by Shri Krishna's mercy, nobody would be able to describe this katha about Shri Radharani and her gopis. So, by the mercy of Shri Chaitanya Dev, some are able to accept, to understand this deep, secret tattva. By the mercy of Shri Chaitanya Dev, we are accepting this method of worship. So those fortunate ones are able to do this kind of sadhana. That is the mercy of Shri Mahaprabhu. So Shri Chaitanya Dev, he has left his kingdom of Leela. He left Shri Golok Vrindavan and he came to this Mrityuloka, to this earth that's called the place of death. And he is coming in the mood of Radha, worshipping Shri Krishna. He was staying in Gambira, in Shri Jagannath Kshetra, in Shri Kshetra. And he's concluding 12 years on earth. He was absorbed in these deep bhavas. So all these bhavas, which kind of bhavas he experienced, it was all explained in Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was revealed there. So in Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that this gopi bhav, that the gopi bhav appeared to Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he was present in Gambira. So the topic of our katha is Brahmar Gita, but for our own understanding, for our own relish, we are also hearing about Shriman Mahaprabhu. Actually, katha about Shriman Mahaprabhu is our main katha because he brought prem, purest love to us. In every yuga he is coming, he is present in every Kali Yuga. and he is preaching the glories of the holy name. This appearance of Sriman Mahaprabhu in his life in this Kali Yuga was spent in Gambira. This concluding 12 years in this small room called Gambira, he was absorbed in Radha Bhava and he was worshipping Krishna. What does Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita say? That during these concluding 12 years in Gambira, he was constantly thinking of Krishna. He was constantly absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. So Sriman Mahaprabhu was day and night absorbed in this mood that Srimati Radharani expressed when meeting with Uddhavji. Srimati Radharani Ji, he was expressing the mood of transcendental anger. She was experiencing the mood of Chitrajalpa. The Lord of my life, the lover of my life, he has sent Uddhav. So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying that in this mood that Sri Radharani experienced when meeting Sri Uddhavji, Sriman Mahaprabhu himself was experiencing in Gambira. He was speaking something, murmuring something, but no one was able to understand what does he say. What is he trying to express? No one could understand. Constantly, Sriman Mahaprabhu was in the madness of separation from Sri Krishna. He was like a madman. And what else was happening to Sriman Mahaprabhu? The hairs was standing on end on the transcendental body of Sriman Chaitanya Dev. Sometimes the blood was coming out of his body. All these divine bhavas, divine transcendental moods were shown. Sometimes from the pores of his hairs on the body, the blood was coming. Sometimes his teeth were all trembling, all were loosened. Sometimes in separation from Krishna, transcendental body of Sriman Mahaprabhu became so soft, prolonged. So all these moods that were arising in Sriman Mahaprabhu, these were the moods that gopis experienced as well. What else was happening? Day and night, Sriman Mahaprabhu wouldn't sleep.
Prabhu,
So in this way, in separation from Krishna, he was calling, "Hey Krishna, hey Krishna," and he would disappear from Gambhira. Devotees were searching for him and they would bring him back to Gambhira. So what did they do? The servants of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they've put three locks at his doors so that he wouldn't be able to come out of his room. But still he would in some way disappear and they would find him lying in front of the lion gate of Sri Jagannath temple. He was calling for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sometimes he was found fallen there at the lion gate of Sri Jagannath temple. Some other time they would find him by the ocean, at the banks of the ocean. He was unconscious. Sriman Mahaprabhu was experiencing these moods that the gopis experienced. And sometimes again, seeing Chataka Parvat or the small hill called Chatak, he would thinking to be Govardhan and crying he would run there. Falling there at Chataka Parvat, he would embrace this small hill, crying, "This is my Govardhan, this is my Giriraj Govardhan," and he would call for Krishna. Seeing Chataka Hill, he would run there, thinking it to be Sri Giriraj Govardhan. Seeing some small forest, he was thinking to be one of the 12 main forests of Sri Vrindavan Dham. He would think, "This is my Nikunja forest, in one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan." And in bliss, he would dance and fell unconscious. "Oh, this is my Vrindavan." So all these different bhavas that Sriman Mahaprabhu experienced, each of them was explained by Sri Krishna Kaviraj Pad in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, it wouldn't ever be known. No one would ever be able to understand it and explain it. Sometimes, what was seen in Sriman Mahaprabhu, sometimes his body would become so soft, all the limbs were extended. All the joints of his transcendental body were loosened, were open, and his legs and arms would at some other times, as well as his head, shrink into his body. So at these other times, all his limbs would come into his body and he would look like a big pumpkin. All these bhavas, they are very, very deep, very, very powerful. In Shastras, all varieties of the moods are described, but not these ones. It was never described, never witnessed nor described before. If Sriman Mahaprabhu wouldn't appear, we wouldn't ever be able to understand what is Radha Prem like, what is Gopi Prem like. There are many reasons for Sriman Mahaprabhu's appearance, and this is the main one. Sriman Mahaprabhu in his appearance as the Supreme Lord, he accomplished so many different aspects. So he expressed these deep bhavas that Krishna witnessed in the gopis, in Sri Radharani and Sri Gopis, that they are like a mad woman for him, that they are having such a deep mood, and he desired to relish it himself. So this is why Sri Krishna appeared in this earth as Sriman Mahaprabhu. So this, what he brought, no one else brought before. Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya explains this. If Sriman Mahaprabhu wouldn't express these moods of Srimati Radharani in this Kali Yuga, no one would ever be able to know it. Sriman Mahaprabhu came to Kali Yuga and he was spreading the glories of the holy name as well as all these deep moods of Srimati Radharani. What do our Vaishnava poets say? If Mahaprabhu wouldn't come, if Gaur didn't come, how we would know the glories of Sri Radha and the greatness of her purest love, her deepest moods? So Sriman Mahaprabhu accomplished so much. So Sriman Mahaprabhu, if he wouldn't come bringing the mood of Sri Radharani, none of us, the souls of this Kali Yuga, would ever be able to understand what Radha Tattva is. So what was the main cause for Sriman Mahaprabhu's appearance? Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meaning Krishna himself was eager to relish these moods that Sri Radharani and Vrajagopis experienced for him. This is why he appeared in this Kali Yuga. Taking the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is experiencing it and he is showing it to us, he is expressing it to us, he is teaching us about it. In Shastra, we were told about so many deep topics. But these moods of Srimati Radharani were not expressed earlier. So now we are able to hear about these deep divine moods of Srimati Radharani as Chitra Jalpa. Srimati Radharani is expressing different bhavas. She's now expressing this mood of transcendental languor when speaking to the bumblebee. She's telling to bumblebee, "You are the friend of the crest jewel of all cheaters. Oh, you blackish bumblebee, don't come close to my feet. Your friend is a cheater and you are his friend. It means you are certainly a cheater as well. Your friend is Madhupati, the lord of Madhupuri or Mathura, and you are Madhupa, the one that is relishing the nectar, the honey of the flowers. You are friends, so it must mean you have the same mood. He is blackish and you are blackish." Actually, the color of Krishna, although it is told that it's blackish, is actually blue. It's deep blue, so it looks like black. So the hue of Krishna's transcendental body is like a blue sapphire, very divine bodily hue. So what is Sri Radharani saying? Your friend is blackish and you are blackish as well. He's black inside and out. Radharani is lamenting. Why? That Krishna didn't come back ever again. So now whatever she experiences, she's speaking about it. And these kind of moods are not experienced by anyone else. She's saying, your friend is a cheater and you are a cheater as well. He is Madhupati and you are Madhupa. So you are very, very close. You have very close bond and friendship. Brahman is thinking, my Lord is again and again being described by her, by Srimati Radharani, as a cheater. Why is she saying so? So Srimati Radharani answers to the bumblebee, oh, you are thinking why I am calling your friend a cheater. So listen now, I will tell you, I will give you example. Once, in front of all of us gopis, he told, Radharani is speaking to bumblebee, but actually she is indirectly speaking to Uddhavji. Listen about your friend. He came and he was crying in front of all of us. He told, look, I'm indebted to you. I'm so indebted to you. I won't ever be able to repay my debt to you. He told us so. He told, Erade, Sakis, I'm indebted to you, and never I would be able to repay my debt to you. I'm eternally remaining indebted to you. And you see now what kind of behavior he is showing? He's saying one thing and he's doing the other thing. He's unthankful. He's cheater. He's crest jewel of all cheater, meaning the greatest of all cheaters. So go away from where you have come. Go back there. For what reason you are buzzing around my feet? You're praying here? The learned persons, the pandits are saying, the friend of a cheater is cheater as well. So Radharani is saying, don't come at my feet. For what reason have you come close to my feet, buzzing around? Go away, don't touch me. So then the mood of Srimati Radharani changes and she shows mercy to the bumblebee. She's saying, okay, all right, if you wish to offer obeisances to me, then do it from far away. Don't come close and don't touch me because you will contaminate me. I will become impure. Why? Why would she become impure? Shri Radharani is saying, look, you are one insect, you are foolish, you don't have any intelligence. You are wearing a prasadi garland of your friend, you are wearing his prasada. And that garland that you are wearing is having the kumkum powder from the breasts of forest ladies of Raja on it. And what are you doing? You are an insect, you are a bumblebee, and you are eating the pollen of those flowers, the nectar of those flowers, as well as that kumkum that's inside, the kumkum powder from the breasts of the forest ladies of Raj. So along with pollen from flowers, you're also taking that kumkum in your mouth. So don't touch me. Oh, bumblebee, if you would be intelligent, you would wash your mouth first. But you are one insect. So you don't have intelligence to do so. We are cowherd girls and we know we should wash ourselves. The Yadavas, they are very intelligent. So if they would know about behavior of your friend, they would be disappointed. We are simple cowherd girls. So we are accepting his behavior towards us. Why? Because we have surrendered everything to him. So we accept all of these kind of behaviors that he is showing. But if Yadavas would get to know about it, that he is meeting with the forest ladies of Raj, they wouldn't be pleased to hear that. So go away, don't touch me. Your Your friend? Sometimes, in order to pacify our anger, now Srimati Radharani is telling the further shlokas. If you are trying now to touch my feet and to pacify me, I will get impure. So what is friend of yours? This Madhupati, the lord of Madhupuri or Mathura, what did he do? He would come to me and plead, "Oh Radhe, please forgive me." He would fall at my feet. "Hey Radhe, please give up your anger. Please forgive me." And my mind will gain greatest bliss. So that would take me out from this darkness of mine. Sometimes he would plead in this way, try to pacify my anger. Sometimes, experiencing anger towards him, being angry at him, I wouldn't speak to him. So he would go and the feet of my sakis, he would fall at their purest feet and he would call and plead, "Hey Lalite, hey Vishake, please tell to your greatest Sakhi, to Shri Radharani, please, she's now angry at me. Please tell her to give up her anger." So your friend was holding feet of my Sakhis in order to please them, so that they would make me give up my anger towards him. So now you are coming, carrying the kumkum powder from the breasts of forest ladies of Raj in the garland, prashadi garland of your friend. Just go away. Don't come close to me. Don't touch my feet. Shri Radharani is speaking all of this on her own. Uddhavji didn't say anything by now. He's just witnessing this deepest mood into which Shri Radharani is entering, that she is experiencing. And all of these expressions, all of these deep experiences of her are finding expressions now through her words. So Shri Radharani is speaking to Bumblebee, indirectly speaking to Uddhavji and saying, "Go, go away." She's saying to the Bumblebee, "I know, I understand now. You came as a messenger of your friend. You wish to offer obeisances to me? All right, do it, but from far away." So all these moods experienced by Srimati Radharani, all these deep moods that Srimati Radharani is experiencing, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas are saying it's not possible to describe them incomplete. Now Shri Radharani is experiencing prajalp, extensive speech, chitrajalpa, means she is speaking as if she is seeing pictures in front of her. She's absorbed in these deep moods. Shri Gopal Champo, written by our Shri Jiv Goswami Pad, is describing all these divine topics. So if we would study it, we would get this divine bliss. Srimati Radharani is saying, if you would have some intelligence, you would wash your mouth. There are many hairs there at the face of the bumblebee, like a beard. So Shri Radharani is saying, if you would have intelligence, you would wash yourself, you would wash your face, your mouth, your beard. So Radharani is speaking to Bumblebee in this way, indirectly speaking to Uddhavji, and saying that the cheater speaks with such a confidence that it looks like they're speaking truth, but actually they're speaking lies. So she's addressing the Bumblebee. You're coming here from Madhupuri, from Mathura, and you're wanting to tell me something. But as well as your friend is speaking lies, you are speaking lies as well. Your friend is a cheater, and you are a cheater as well. So you shouldn't be trusted. He shouldn't be trusted, and you shouldn't be trusted neither. Those that are cheaters, they sometimes speak with such confidence that everyone would think they are telling truth only, but actually they are telling lies. So now Shri Radharani is telling to Bumblebee that she is as that kind of animal, looking like a red, having long body and releasing a very bad smell. So in her transcendental anger, Srimati Radharani is addressing Bumblebee. Oh, Bumblebee, I am not believing to your friend who is a liar. He is trying to hide his lies, as this animal that is trying to hide its bad smell. But this bad smell is following him wherever he goes, wherever it goes. This animal, the bad smell, is following it. So it's not possible to hide it. So in the same way, your friend is speaking lies and trying to hide it, but it's not possible. The proof of it is this powder, kumkum powder from the breasts of forest women of Raj, that's there, and the prashadi garland of your friend. So in the same way as this animal is trying to hide its bad smell, but it's not possible. That smell is naturally present along with it. So in the same way, I don't trust the words, deceiving words of your friend. He's trying to show that he's telling truth, but actually these are all lies. He told us, I'm indebted to you, and I wouldn't ever be able in no life, never in whole eternity, I wouldn't be able to repay my debt to you. He told like this. He promised he will come back, and he never came back again. So all these different moods that Srimati Radharani is experiencing and expressing, they are all sanchari bhavas. These are all the temporary moods. Hearing what Radharani is saying, it looks like she is finding faults with Sri Krishna. If there were any faults with him, he wouldn't be called the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But these are all different transcendental temporary moods that Srimati Radharani is experiencing and expressing. These moods are being described as the oceans that are rising from the surface and the depth of the ocean. Endless waves are coming up from the ocean and disappearing into ocean again, coming and going. So all these restless waves, ripples are coming from the surface of the ocean and disappearing again. And sometimes they are bringing the different kind of jewels from the depths of the ocean, different kind of pearls. So the different waves are rising from the ocean of these deep moods, the deep ocean of the deepest mood of Srimati Radharani, and these different waves of her different moods that are rising are bringing all these divine jewels, divine pearls from the depths of that ocean in her. So hearing about it, the greatest fortune and benedictions are bestowed upon the Kali Yuga souls that are hearing about it. So we should hear these topics and never forget them. So by the mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu, in this Kali Yuga, we should accept these gifts that he brought with a great desire, with great eagerness. Accept this method of worship with a great eagerness. So by the mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Sri Guru, by the mercy of sadhus, then some of all these great topics would be able to also enter into us, get revealed in us. So without the mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu and these expressions, no one would be able to understand, leave aside, speak about these topics. So understanding or not understanding, we should keep hearing about it. And these topics would be cleaning our consciousness, our minds and hearts, life after life. So hoping to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, We are concluding Srimati Radharani's Katha here. And by Thakurani's mercy, we are hoping to hear about these topics tomorrow again, early in the morning at 5 o'clock. So with this hope, we are concluding our Katha here.